This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Now, as of the moment that I'm recording this, Jussie Smollett, if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, who knows, Smollett, I don't know. He has not yet confessed, but I'm offering a prediction that he will confess and he will ask for forgiveness. And when he confesses, he will say that Trump made him do it, that he was driven to create the fake hate crime hoax. He was driven to that by racist America. And it's people like Donald Trump and Trump supporters that made him do it. He will not say that he is wrong, not really. He'll double down on being a victim. He'll say, look at what Trump made me do, how despicable Trump is that he made me do this thing, this horrible thing, this hate crime hoax. And then the media will run with it. And the media will say, yeah, Trump made him do it. Yeah, look how mean Trump is, and Trump supporters and Christians and anti-gay, gay critics, and racists and white supremacists and white nationalists, and look how mean they are, and they made Smollett fake his own hate crime. He's a victim. They made him do it. So this is called tripling down on victimhood. Not only do you, one, fake the hate crime hoax against yourself, and then two, you double down. You say anybody who doesn't believe me is a racist. And I'm a victim again for not being believed. You see, that's the doubling down. And then you triple down when you get caught. You triple down and you say, well, okay, yeah, he did do the hate crime hoax, but Trump made him do it, so he's a triple victim. I'm just wondering, how do you make it a quadruple victim? Is there a way to amp up the victimology here, the victimhood, the victim count? Because, you know, these young people, they're trained how to be victims. That's all they learn, I guess, in acting school or wherever he went to college. He obviously didn't learn anything about forensics because he left evidence all over the place. It's just like, really, dude? Like, you mail yourself a threat letter that's where you cut out letters from a magazine, paste them on a piece of paper, mail it to your own studio, and then you keep the magazine? Wow, that's a whole new level of stupid. Or what, I don't know yet if that's exactly what happened, but it sounds like it might. But one thing we do know happened is that the police asked him for his phone records, and he refused to give them his phone records. And so the police kept pressuring him, and meanwhile, the police just subpoenaed the phone records, and they got him. And then he turned over redacted phone records to the police, saying, okay, here's the phone records. I've redacted them to protect the privacy of certain people. So the police, they just compared the phone records they had with the redacted phone records that he gave them, and they just noted which phone numbers Smollett had crossed out. And they said, obviously, these are the ones that he's trying to cover up. So they then just pursued those phone numbers, and it turns out those phone numbers were the numbers of these Nigerian brothers who were reportedly paid to fake the hate crime hoax. And then the police got the rideshare data that was associated with the phone number of those Nigerian brothers, and it showed that Lyft dropped them off at the location of the attack, at the night of the attack, at the hour of the attack. So the police were just putting this together because Smollett had left behind this trail of damning evidence against himself. I guess it does go together, though. If you're going to fake a hate crime hoax against yourself, you might as well plant all the evidence against yourself, too, because it kind of goes hand in hand. He's not a criminal genius. Let's put it that way. Not the brightest criminal mind in Chicago. There are all kinds of criminals in Chicago that know how to not get caught. Like, they use burner phones. You see it on TV shows. They use a burner phone, they toss it in the trash. Can't trace burner phones. And I guess if you're going to hire somebody to attack you so you can blame white people, maybe you should hire white people instead of people who are very, very dark in their skin color, obviously Nigerian brothers, who were paid money in this. And by the way, these Nigerian dudes, they may not be guilty in any of this in the sense that, for all they know, Smollett might have been putting together like a home video thing. Maybe they thought this was just some drama. They didn't realize Smollett was going to say this was real. They may not be guilty at all. In fact, they told police they rehearsed it, according to reports. Yep, they rehearsed it with Smollett. So as far as they knew, they're just paid actors, which is, you know, one of them had that position on Empire anyways, was a paid extra on Empire. That's how they knew Smollett, apparently, according to reports. So nothing unusual about being paid to play a part on the streets of Chicago. So I don't necessarily blame those Nigerian brothers, based on the information we have right now. Doesn't seem like they weren't the masterminds behind this thing. Actually, there was no mastermind. There was like a clumsy fool named Smollett who tried to pull this thing off. And is such a fool that even leaders of the black community are coming out and like, man, you need to just fess up to this. You need to confess. You need to tell the truth. And what these black leaders are saying is exactly what I said earlier, which is that the real damage here is not this one hate crime hoax. The real damage is that in the future, if there are real hate crimes, nobody will be believed. The leaders of the black community are correct in this. You discredit real victims when you create a hoax and claim to be a victim when you're not a real victim. And that's what it appears Smollett did. So my prediction is he will eventually confess when there's no other way out. He's not going to keep up the story forever as the evidence keeps mounting against him. He'll eventually confess, especially because there's going to be pressure from the black community. And wouldn't you know it, the left is going to try to make him into a hero no matter what. They're going to try to say he's a hero for confessing. Look at the courage it took to confess. Under all the pressure from the white haters and the Trump supporters who pounced, Republicans pounced on this. They pounced on it. Look how mean they were. And this heroic, courageous young black man, he decided to confess, to have the courage, and he is a hero. And he'll probably be given a book deal and a movie deal. He's going to become the Colin Kaepernick of acting. He'll get like tens of millions of dollars from this for being a liar and a criminal if he gets charged and convicted. and a hate crime hoaxer who just about started a race war in America. He will be celebrated by the media because he hoaxed in the correct way. He hoaxed with the right narrative. He said that Trump supporters are haters and racists and homophobes. And as long as you parrot that line, you will be celebrated by the left no matter what. Even if you are a convicted criminal, even if you lied to the world, even if you deceived everybody, you will be celebrated. Because that's the way the left operates. So that's the way I call it on Smollett. He's going to confess, and then he'll be celebrated, and the media will blame Trump. That's my prediction. Let's see what happens. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, newstarget.com. Take care. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com.
Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.